KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's cloudy, windy, and 38 degrees. We look for to be mostly cloudy today, with temperatures continuing to fall this morning before rebounding this afternoon to around 42. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by First Whitney Bank and Trust, a home-owned, home-operated bank located at 3rd and Chestnut and 7th and Chestnut in Atlantic. In area news, former Vice President and current Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden and his wife Jill will be in Iowa over the next few days for campaign events. In West Central Iowa, Joe Biden will hold a town hall event in Winterset Friday evening at the Madison County Fairgrounds. Doors open at 5:15, with the event starting at 5:45. Those wishing to attend should RSVP at the link provided in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. On Saturday, Biden and his wife will hold similar events in Des Moines and Knoxville. During his visits, Vice President Biden will lay out his vision for America and listen to voters' concerns and ideas around restoring the soul of the nation and rebuilding the middle class, along with unifying the country. Officials of the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce report this morning nominations for the Athena 2019 Recipient Award are being accepted. The Athena Leadership Award, developed through a grant from W.K. Kellogg Foundation, identifies 8 distinct attributes that are reflective of women's contributions to leadership. Those include living authentically, learning constantly, advocating fiercely, acting courageously, fostering collaboration, building relationships, giving back, and celebrating. Those personal traits are more intuitive to women and combined with the strongest aspects of traditional leadership, taking risks, assertiveness, and hard work, prepare women to be successful leaders in the 21st century. Over 7,000 recipients around the world have been honored with the Athena Leadership Award since the program was launched in 1982. Presented to leaders, women and men, across the professional sector, the Athena Leadership Award is one of the most prestigious leadership awards one can receive. Atlantic is one of a few communities in Iowa with an active Athena leadership group. Nominees for the award must meet each of the following 3 criteria: demonstrate excellence, creativity, and initiative in their business or profession, provide valuable service to improve the quality of life for others in their community, and actively assist women in achieving their full leadership potential. Now, this is the 19th year of the program that was begun locally by Detter Motor Company in 2001. 18 women have been honored for their leadership in the communities of our area. Everyone is encouraged to nominate an individual who actively assists women in achieving their full leadership potential in our communities. The Athena Leadership Award is presented in January at the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce annual dinner. Those interested in nominating an individual can pick up a nomination packet at the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce or by visiting www.atlanticiowa.com. And those nominations are due in by 5 p.m. Tuesday, December 3rd. The Creston Police Department reports the arrest Wednesday evening of 36-year-old Trisha Johnston of Creston following a traffic stop and a search by the K-9 Jacks. Johnston was charged at the Union County Law Enforcement Center with possession of a controlled substance, first offense, OWI first offense, and driving while suspended. She was later released on a $2,300 bond. Police in Red Oak Wednesday night arrested 44-year-old Jason Neal Beecham of Red Oak. He was taken into custody a little before 9 p.m. for violation of a no-contact order. Beecham was being held without bond in the Montgomery County Jail. Audubon Police Chief Matt Starmer on Wednesday issued a report on recent arrests and citations. Starmer said that on Tuesday, 62-year-old Donna Sue Smith of Audubon was arrested for domestic abuse first offense. She was brought to the Audubon County Jail to appear before a magistrate. On Monday, 35-year-old Brandon Michael Berenger of Audubon was arrested for intimidation with a dangerous weapon and on 3 counts of child endangerment. Berenger was transported to the Audubon County Jail and remained held at last report on $20,000 bond. On November 9th, Audubon police arrested 25-year-old Kaz Ryan Kozad of Audubon for domestic abuse third offense. Kozad was transported to the Audubon County Jail and held pending an appearance before the magistrate. On November the 5th, police in Audubon cited 23-year-old Zeth Lee Peterson of Audubon for allowing a dog to run at large. Peterson was issued the citation and released on a promise to appear in court. And on November 5th, 28-year-old Cornelius Peters of Audubon was also cited for allowing a dog to run at large. He was released also on a promise to appear in court. The Union County Sheriff's Office yesterday said one person complained of minor possible injuries following a collision that took place Tuesday morning north of Afton. Authorities say 44-year-old Bobby Joe Haley of Creston was driving a pickup eastbound on Highway 34 at around 8:15 a.m. Tuesday, and due to the glare on the road and sun, did not see a car that was sitting at the intersection waiting to turn left onto Creamery Road. Once Haley realized the car was in front of him, he tried to stop, but his pickup struck the rear of the vehicle. Haley complained of pain and was transported by ambulance to the hospital in Creston. The driver of the car, 29-year-old Kaylee Ann Crittenden of Creston, was not injured. Damage from the accident amounted to $13,000 altogether. No citations were issued. The Mills County Sheriff's Office yesterday said there have been four recent arrests. Tuesday evening, Lucas Wooten of Traynor was arrested for OWI second offense. His bond was set at $2,000. Monday night, 51-year-old Shane Patton of Henderson was arrested for harassment in the third degree. And 28-year-old Angel Schley of Council Bluffs was arrested Monday at the Pottawatomie County Jail on a Mills County warrant for failure to appear. Bond was set at $5,000. And this past Sunday, 19-year-old Gabriella Lynn Kermode of Omaha was arrested in Mills County following a traffic stop. She was charged with possession of controlled substance with her bond set at $1,000. The Shelby County Sheriff's Office this week reported eight arrests had taken place over the past few weeks. Most recently arrested on November 14th was 27-year-old Robert James Roby of Denver, Colorado. He was taken into custody on an active warrant out of Sarpy County, Nebraska for failure to appear for a court date. Roby was taken to court on Monday to sign extradition and will be turned over to Sarpy County deputies for transport. On November 10th, 19-year-old Madison Moore of Avoca was arrested in Shelby County as a result of a traffic stop for having no license plates. Deputies, with the assistance of the K-9 Cordy, arrested Moore for possession of a controlled substance, drug paraphernalia, and prohibited acts. She was released the following morning following an initial appearance before the magistrate. And on November 9th, 24-year-old Matthew Becker of Shelby was arrested following a traffic stop in Shelby. He was placed under arrest for OWI second offense, reckless driving, and improper registration light lamp, and transferred to the Shelby County Jail and released the following morning after posting bond. You can read about the other offenses that occurred from October 31st through November the 8th under this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Elsewhere in area news, officials of the Cass County Health System in Atlantic have announced that Dr. Emily Chang, OBGYN, is now seeing patients at the Atlantic Medical Center. Dr. Chang's practice will primarily be focused on gynecological care and surgeries. She'll also offer obstetrics care and is able to work with a wide range of patients, including adolescents. Dr. Chang has worked in both Illinois and Iowa and brings more than a decade of experience to CCHS, most recently having practiced the past 6 years at Obstetrical and Gynecological Associates next to Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. She'll work closely with Dr. James Brown in transitioning his practice before his retirement in May of next year. Appointments with Dr. Chang can be made by calling 712-243-2850. That is a check of our news this hour, brought to you by First Whitney Bank and Trust, a home-owned, home-operated bank located at 3rd and Chestnut and 7th and Chestnut in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.